find a comfortable place where you feel safe. Remove any distractions and come into awareness with your breath, noticing your inhale, noticing your exhale, noticing where you're sitting, the feeling of your body touching the surface of your chair or bed or the earth. Noticing your inhale, noticing your exhale. And now we're going to do a few deep breaths in your nose for the count of three. Exhale for the count of six. And again, repeat. Inhaling through the nose, a nice long exhale through the mouth. I want you to bring your awareness to your womb and your ovaries on the sides of your uterus, and you can bring your hands to gently come to that area above the groin, below the navel, one hand on each ovary, and we're going to sense in to this part of our body. I want you to sense in, and you might not feel anything at first. The more you practice, the more you'll feel. And if it helps, just having one hand at a time, we'll begin with the left ovary. And just kind of sense what you're feeling underneath the palm of your hand. Temperature. Softness or hardness. Solidity. Or vagueness. Just observe. Now I want you to start directing your breath into this area. And as you inhale, you'll be breathing into the area underneath your hand and feeling your hand rise away. And on the exhale, feel your hand collapse towards your body, while maintaining a very light, gentle connection. And now you're going to ask your left ovary, do you have any communication for me? Do you have anything you want to tell me? What do I need to know? You could just pause and listen. When you're ready, whether you heard something or not, whether you received a message or an image, it's okay if you did or didn't. And now we're going to stoke the fire in this left ovary. We're going to breathe into it with an inhale underneath the palm, and as we exhale, imagine you're blowing it like a hot coal, trying to stoke the embers. So as you exhale, imagine you're exhaling warm breath onto that ovary, onto that area. And after a few breaths, Let me have you sense into this area again. Feel what it feels like under that left hand again. Does it feel the same? Does it feel different? Did it get softer? Did it get firmer? Warmer? Cooler? Smaller? Bigger? And again, you can ask if there's anything it needs to tell you. And a gentle thank you. Now we're going to do the same with the right ovary. Left ovary is yin receiving. The right ovary is yang and creativity putting outwards into the world. Left is feminine. Right is masculine. Left is receiving. Right is giving. And again, with your right hand over that right ovary area on your right side, lower abdomen, I'm sitting in the edge of my pinky edge of my right hand's kind of sitting in that inguinal crease there. Just very comfortable, gentle. And again, we're just going to sense into this area. See what it feels like. Large, small, hard, soft, fuzzy, colder, warm, or hot. We're going to now ask right ovary, is there anything you'd like to communicate to me? Is there anything I need to know? Do you have any messages for me? And again, we're not pressing hard, we're just gently touching this area. Now we'll direct our breath to the right ovary as we did on the left. Breathing in your nose, imagining that breath going right underneath that right hand. And as we exhale out the mouth, imagine blowing warm air, warm breath into that right ovary. Stoke its embers. And the nose out the mouth. Directing our breath to the right ovary. And after several breaths, let's sense again. What does it feel like underneath the palm of your hand? What's different? What's the same? What do you notice? And again, just allowing any images or words or messages. And a gentle thank you. And now we're going to come to the center, to your womb, to your uterus, between your two ovaries, sitting above the bladder, below the navel, deep in the pelvic bowl, cradled by your pelvic bones, cradled by the pelvic floor muscles, protected by the sacrum in the back, the pubic bone in the front, nestled in your feminine range, your feminine power. And you could bring both hands if you like, or just one, and gently rest them over this area. And here, we're going to sense again what it feels like. Does it feel full or empty, large or small, hard or soft? Does it feel like vacant or full? And sense into that area. Now we're going to imagine getting very tiny, like a little fairy, and going inside this uterus, this sac, where we plant our creative seeds and we grow our creativity and we create things out into the world. They begin here. And we're going to see it as a big room. Walk around. Is it dusty? Is it dirty? We're going to clean this area out. We're going to sweep it out, make it nice and new, fresh, clean, ready for our new plantings. We're going to just remove any debris. We're going to sweep, sweep, sweep all around. Imagine it's a circular area. We're going to walk around and cleanse and sweep. And we're just getting rid of any old gunk that we don't need anymore, any old gunk that's accumulated over all these years. Let it go, washing it out to Mother Earth, out through the soles of your feet, out through the perineum, out through the vagina, out into the earth, getting rid of everything so that earth can compost it for us. And we're making space, new space, clean freshness, allowing in sunshine, allowing in clean air, fresh soil, all around the walls of the uterus, that fresh, beautiful endometrium, rich red blood. Imagine that sunshine coming through windows into this space, however you want to imagine it. As you clean, now I'm going to just again bring our attention to our heart's desires, to our intentions, and whatever it is you want to create. You're going to decide how you want your life to be now. And we're going to bring our intentions, our seeds for our future, desires to be able to grow here in this beautiful space. And just plant that. Let the love from your heart be the watering can, watering down the Baumai, which is the vessel between the heart and the uterus, direct connection. And the beautiful golden light and fresh, clean water pouring from the heart, all that love pouring from the heart down to the uterus to water those seeds you've planted. Just imagine everything's the way it is, the way it's supposed to be. Your heart desires will be growing in this place, your womb. Whether it's a child or a creative project, this is our feminine power, where we create. We're going to pat a little bit of soil over these seeds, make sure everything's snug and good. Everything looks good. We're going to come back to the ovaries, and we're going to make sure they're well connected. there's energy flowing between the ovaries and to the uterus. So first we'll connect the two ovaries, then we'll connect all three. So I like to imagine a figure eight of energy, like a stream, a river, flowing in front of and behind the uterus all around. So kind of weaving and knitting left to right, right to left in this beautiful figure eight infinity sign. In front of the uterus, behind the uterus. Really feel that. Give you a moment. And this is weaving in and protecting and embracing our uterus. And just a gentle thank you to your body for its grace, its kindness, its perseverance, strength, wisdom, and beauty here within you. You are a vessel for wisdom, strength, beauty. Bring your attention to your heart center. Feel that area, big space, that radiates out several feet from your body and out and out and out even further, connecting with all living things. Your radiant light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take however much time you need to soak in this wonderful moment. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes gently and return to your day. Or if you're in bed before bed, keep your eyes closed and just have a sweet night.